the words of my mouth, and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
In today's gospel passage, we hear Jesus' prophecy about the destruction of the temple. And he paints a pretty horrible picture of destruction, of conflict, global conflict, of persecution, of betrayal, of suffering, and then it just stops. We don't have the full prophecy. The church in her wisdom has given us for this Sunday in the lectionary just Jesus' first half to the prophecy. If you want, you can go home today and keep on reading in the Gospel of Luke. And if you do, with the very next verse, you'll hear Jesus continue with his prophecy. There will be signs in the heavens, in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and on earth, distress among the nations. People will faint from fear and foreboding. And then the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and great glory. And at that time, Jesus says to his disciples, stand up, raise your heads, look up, because your redemption is coming near. That's how the prophecy ends. But that's not what we hear today. No, I would love to hear about the Son of Man coming in power and glory, but that's not our message today. The message that we have today is actually just a portrait of conflict and suffering. Really, the only hope that today's gospel passage sort of ekes out for us is this last line, that if you're able to persevere and withstand all these sufferings, then you will gain your souls. Which is not overwhelmingly reassuring. I would much rather have the Son of Man come in power and glory. I'd much rather have Jesus descend down and fix what is broken, right what is wrong, perhaps as the prophet Malachi says, to exact revenge on the evildoers, to punish those who have caused so much suffering. That's what I would want to hear. And yet that's not our image of redemption today, at least not in the gospel passage. What we do have is hopeful. It's small. It's a more intimate hope. Instead of telling us to look up for redemption that's coming from afar, the gospel tells us actually to look down, or more accurately, to look inward, towards our own heart, towards our own soul. Redemption can be there as well. And you know what? I think that's a much more helpful message for us. Whenever any of us are in the midst of suffering, even though we might yearn for that white knight to come and rescue us, that's rarely, if ever, how the world works, right? When we're in the midst of suffering, what saves us is oftentimes much closer at hand, perhaps as close as our own hearts, our own souls. And let me explain what I mean by that as an example. Looking around today, I think there are a few of us here, although I'm not going to say that for sure, I'll say, just speak for myself. I have struggled with depression in my life. And I don't mean by depression feeling sad or feeling blue, but real depression. And if you know what that is, it's actually much more than feeling sad. In fact, it's actually an absence of feeling, of any feeling at all. It's as if there's just a big void where my heart should be. And that makes it very hard to get through life sometimes. You have very little motivation to get out of bed, you don't want to go to work, you just sort of mope about, and you stew, you think. I had a lot of time to think. I should say, by the way, this was long before I came to St. Mary's, and I'm much better. None of you have ever caused me to be depressed. But when I was at this point in my life, and I was thinking a lot, I came to a couple conclusions The first was, I was just kind of existing. I wasn't living. You might know what that's like, just plod along. And then I had another conclusion, which is, I am existing. In that I am persisting. I'm taking one day at a time. It's not fun. I have no motivation, but I'm still doing this day after day. And then I wondered, well, why? Why am I doing this? Why, when I seemingly have nothing to hope to live for, am I continuing to live? When I was depressed, I didn't have an answer to that question. But after I came out of it, I realized it was because at that time, God was with me. God would have been with me regardless, whatever happens, but God was with me in the midst of my suffering. My redemption did not come in a cloud down from heaven with power and glory. It came because Jesus was with me, even if I didn't realize it at the time, in the midst of my suffering. Right here with my very heart. A heart that I couldn't even feel at the time. But I persevered. I persisted. And every single day that ticked by was actually proof of God's presence in my life. I only came to realize that after the fact. And I've now come to know it here in my heart more than any other truth about God. Now, my hope is that this is a truth that all of us can learn. Some of you may have struggled with depression. You might be currently struggling with depression. You might be beset by all sorts of persecutions and suffering, or by conflict. It could be our current national conflict, or it could be a personal conflict for you. My hope is, though, whatever is going on in your life, that we can turn to today's gospel to learn that God is not just a redeeming force that comes out of the clouds of power and great glory, but that God is with us right now, at this time and in this place, abiding with us, right here in our heart. With persistence, in the midst of all sort of sufferings, day by day, we may very well come to the knowledge that our hearts, our souls, rest in Him who gives life and hope for the future. Amen.
Amen.